Hello and welcome to our service from the Church of the Epiphany for April the 21st. The flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God in loving memory of very dear grandparents, Stuart and Molly Tack, and a dear father, Cliff Ferry, given by Heather and Gordon Jameson. Well, just a reminder to our thanks for all who support our food cupboard. There's going to be Earth Mass with the Antler Band April 22nd at St. James. The Penny Social is coming up May 3rd. All the details of these announcements are in the bulletin. The Masons are coming around a special Welcome Sunday. Jazz Vespers at St. James. Craft Club, third Sunday. And there's going to be a dinner June the 8th at 5:30 at night, only $10. There are tickets because we're going to be serving meat or veggie pies and buns, fresh salad, ice cream, and strawberry topping. And there will be a silent auction. A reminder, baking goes great at a silent auction, or business donations. Please invite your friends and family. As a matter of fact, this is a great opportunity to get together with those people you've been wanting to have dinner with, and you can enjoy the evening and enjoy the visit. Jeremy Smith, the 28th of July, and meat and veggie pies are available for take-home. Only $5 makes a great meal. Sandra has mint smoothies, saved your canceled stamps, your empty drink containers. And Slate Sisters by Adam with Kedra acting in it is April the 18th to the 29th. For tickets, you can contact Adam. His phone number is in our email. And if you wish, our regular or special donations may be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. Address and phone number in the email. And now our worship. Creator of the universe, you made the world in beauty and restore all things in glory through the victory of Jesus Christ. We pray that wherever your image is still disfigured by poverty, sickness, selfish, war, and greed, the new creation in Jesus Christ may appear in justice, love, and peace, to the glory of your name. Amen. And now a reading from the Gospel of John. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who's not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own. My own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they'll listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up again. I've received this command from my Father. The Gospel of Christ. And now a reflection upon our reading from John. Well, here's the question. What's an oxymoron? Well, an oxymoron is a combination of contradictory terms, seemingly canceling each other out. For example, bittersweet, jumbo shrimp. Let me give you another. Good shepherd. Well, certainly to the modern era, there's nothing contradictory about that. Good shepherd? Until we learn that in the ancient world, shepherding was not considered the romantic, humble occupation we think of it today. Shepherds were looked down upon. They were thought to be dirty and thieves. So despised were shepherds that under the law, a shepherd could not be a witness in a trial. They were said to be notorious liars. And then Jesus throws us for a loop and uses the term good shepherd, like the term good thief. So what is a good shepherd, according to Jesus? Well, first, the good shepherd knows his sheep. Someone tells of being in the Holy Land many years ago. They saw several different flocks of sheep all huddled together at a watering hole. They all looked alike to him. was simply a mass of white wool. He wondered how the shepherd would ever separate them out. But at the appropriate time, each shepherd gave his own unique call, and in orderly fashion the sheep divided. Perhaps that's what the good shepherd meant when he said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Second, by good shepherd, is meant that we have a shepherd who is a genuine shepherd. I'll never forget when I got my wife's engagement ring. But after I bought the ring, I said to the jeweler, "Be honest with me. The deal's made. I can't back out of it. Can you really tell the difference between a real 1-carat ring and some phony thing I can buy off the shopping channel on TV?" He said, "Come around here and look at this. I want to show you something." He put the light on 2 rings, the one I just bought and a phony diamond. And he gave me his jeweler's eyeglass. He said, "Look at the cheap imitation and look at what you just bought." And when I did, I was amazed. My ring sparkled. The counterfeit was dull and had no luster. Jesus said, "Now here are 2 shepherds. Outwardly there seems no difference. The skin of both has been bronzed by the sun and weathered by the wind. They both carry a fleece to keep them warm. Both carry a shepherd's crook. But one is the genuine shepherd and the other's counterfeit. One is a shepherd in his heart and the other is a shepherd for hire. On any ordinary day, you could never tell them apart. Let trouble come. Let a pack of wolves appear. And then the difference comes out. The counterfeit runs because it's only money to him. He has no ownership, but the real shepherd stays. Jesus said in our text, 'I lay down my life for my sheep.' That's the difference between a real shepherd and the counterfeit. Here's the good news. No matter how much trouble comes your way, the good shepherd will never leave your side. He'll not desert you in that time of trial. That's the news that will let you through the night. That is the news that will enable you to keep going." It's interesting to think about the image of the shepherd and the sheep. The sheep, of course, think the shepherd can do everything because they open gates and have medicine and seem to know just how to heal the sheep. They can do a lot, those shepherds. But from the other perspective, the shepherd knows some things they cannot stop. Some things they can't help. But there will be disease, and there will be injury, and there will be attacks. And the shepherd can't stop those things. But one thing they will never do, being a good shepherd, they will never leave the sheep. So in our troubles, we're given a picture, the shepherd carrying the lamb on the shoulders. God preaches, if you notice, in pithy sayings or pictures that we can keep and carry with us. Now, when we are unwell, we feel ourselves being carried. That's in that Footsteps poem, too. When you were really in trouble, there's only one set of footprints, because it was then I carried you. Jesus said, "My sheep know me." The question is, are we attuned to God's special whisper? I suppose all of us have seen the painting done in the 30s of a dog looking with a cocked head at an old RCA phonograph. The name of the painting is The Master's Voice. Now, people say they know in their life they've not always recognized the Master's voice. They say, "I've been too busy, too preoccupied, too self-centered. Sometimes, frankly, I'm afraid to hear his voice. For I know he will say what I may not want to hear. But I know that is important for me to hear once again. The words of the good shepherd, 'I know my sheep know me.'" Now, every place we look, the biblical writers find comfort in the fact that God is our shepherd, and we shall not lack anything. Every need's met, every danger's taken care of. There were plenty of dangers for shepherds in ancient Palestine. In that world, shepherds were responsible for the lives of their sheep. Fighting off bears and wolves along with thieves was part of the job description. If an animal were eaten by a wolf or a bear, the shepherd had to bring part of the body to prove the animal had been eaten. The shepherd's staff, mentioned in Psalm 23, is actually a weapon for battles. The rod used there is the shepherd's crook, used to rescue lost lambs and to guide the others over rocky hills, as well as to protect against predators. The shepherd can't lead the sheep anywhere, really. Can't cajole them, yell at them, or expect them to follow. There's no planning ahead with sheep. Shepherd only gets anything done by being with the sheep, in the middle of the flock. In this, we understand something about our God. God insists on being in the middle of us, mixed into our lives, right in the midst of our choices, our confusion, our tendency to wander off where we shouldn't be, and our constant need to get called back. Jesus says that the sheep will recognize my voice, but we're always looking for his word and his guidance in my life. It's hard to distinguish what he's telling us from everything else that we hear. There are plenty of dangers for us, too. Our preoccupations with our work and our screens and our shopping lead us away from Jesus. We're constantly getting off the path and needing to be brought back. Ultimately, it is the picture that Jesus gives us this day. The Good Shepherd, the sheep, carrying them. Jesus preaches in short stories, pithy statements, or best yet, pictures, so that when we have need, then we can recall the picture and know he carries us. And now our hymn. and the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He'll come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And now let us join together in a time of prayer. Sisters and brothers in Christ, God invites us to bring our doubts and fears, our joys and concerns, our petitions and praise, and offer them for the earth and all its creatures. And this week we pray for Linda, Christine, Bob, Dory, Garfield, Eunice, Connie, Suzanne, Gloria, Belinda, Ross, Francis, Bill, and Jeff, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Gord, Amy, Yvonne, Marion, Gus, Jay, Rick, Sharon, Ann, Marcel, and Jeff, Mike, Scott, and Lisa, Eric, Wendy, Sarah Jane, Linda, Sharon, Philip, Jackie, Cam, Janice, Darren, and Roland. Receive these our prayers, O God, and transform us through them, that we may have eyes to see and hearts to understand, not only what you do on our behalf, but what you call us to do, so that your realm will come to fruition in glory. Amen. And Jesus has taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power, working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And now a prayer based upon our scripture this week. Shepherd of all, by laying down your life for your flock, you reveal your love for all. Lead us from the place of death to the place of abundant life, that guided by your care for us, we may rightly offer our lives in love for you and our neighbors. Amen. And this is a blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, especially beloved, for it talks about the peace which comes from God, which is beyond understanding. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for worshiping with us this week. And now our parting blessing song.
Peace.